we were picking up so much steel and doing so many things. In fact, one day I was back there on the back, way up near the top, with one leg hung around the pipe, and I'm hanging out with a hood on with my welding stuff, and I'm welding those purlins on the first one to get started up there. And Cheryl happened to come out, and she screamed, "What are you doing up there?" I said, "Well, I pulled my hood up, and I said, I'm welding these purlins on." She said, "Honey, get out of there. You're going to hurt yourself." I said, "Woman, go back in the house. Get out of here, girl. I don't need that kind of words. Just go back in the house and be a good girl. I'll take care of building the building." Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I'm a man, she's a girl. You know, girls would never dream about hanging a leg off of a beam up there and hanging out and welding a beam up there, would they? No, most of them wouldn't. There's very few that would do that. But guys, it's no big deal, you know. So when I do something like that, sometimes as I'm working and everything, then one night I'm in there getting ready to take a shower, and I got my shirt and my T-shirt and everything off, getting ready to work, and she says, "Wow, look at you." She said, "Are you buffed up?" See, what she, I'm working for a change, and guess what happens when you start lifting all this stuff? Your muscles start coming out, and your stomach gets less, and you get sucked in, and you get buffed up. He said, "Wow, you look good." I said, "Well, praise the Lord." Well, the other day I needed to start doing something else because I've been started on another building, but I hadn't done a whole lot of heavy work in the last couple of years, so my buffed up's kind of settling down. Y'all know what I mean? So it's time for me to start building another building or something. I got to stay in exercise. So, I mean, if you don't exercise this body, what happens to it? It gets soft and flabby and starts falling apart. You know, so I don't want mine to be like that. I want mine to be able to do something. Now it says, after God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones, verse 20 and 21, let's see what he says there. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. What does this sound like? Does it sound like cancer? Yeah, sounds just like cancer. Do we see cancer happening in people all over the place?
Yes.
The other day, I was out in Hobbs, New Mexico. I was staying at a beautiful home of a couple, and the man mowing their grass. When he come in, the lady told me, said, "Thurman, you see that man?" I said, "Yes." She said, "He has been diagnosed with cancer." I said, "Well, he's got an unforgiveness towards somebody." She said, "Will you talk to him?" I said, "Sure." So I went out there and I told him, I said, "Brother, come over here and sit down and take a break. Let's sit down under the shade here, and I want to ask you," it was hot, "I said, I'm going to ask you some questions." I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes." "Do you go to church all the time?" "Well, not all the time, but I go some of the time." "Now, did God tell us to go to church?"
"Yes."
"Yes, he did. He told us to go." "Does that mean all the time?" "Yes, all the time. It means to put him first. When he said, 'You shall have no other gods before me,' do you think he meant that?"
"Yes."
"Yes, he really did. Now, if he wasn't merciful, there wouldn't be a single one of us alive, because we have not done that very well." But this man had not done it very well either. And I said, "And do you have any unforgiveness towards someone?" "Well, as a matter of fact, I do." I said, "Do you know that God says in his word, if you hold a grudge against anybody for anything, he will send a tormenting spirit to torment you?" He said, "No, I don't guess I know that." I said, "Where do you go to church?" He said, "The big Baptist church there in Hobbs." I said, "You never heard that preached from the pulpit?" He said, "Never." I said, "Okay. Let me show it to you in the Word." So I carried him over in the Word, and I showed him where that he has to forgive everybody from his heart. And he did. I said, "Now then, the Scripture says, I can lay hands on you, cast out this demon, and you'll get well." So I did that after he repented. A few weeks later, Kathy, the lady that owned the house that we were staying in, she called me and she said, "By the way, Thurman, actually, she sent us an email, didn't she? That's where we got it. She said, Thurman, I thought you would want to know that the guy that mows our yard come to see us today and told us that after you prayed for him this last week, he went in for his regular appointment, and when they checked him, there's not a sign of cancer in his body nowhere." Now, do we serve an awesome, mighty God? I mean, does he honor his word? I mean, just like this precious little lady right here, that her heart was supposed to be give out before now, but she's got a brand new one. He didn't just give her a repaired heart. He gave her a new one. Is it? What, honey? Yeah, we talked about that earlier. I did. Okay, I guess I didn't tell everybody that. No, I didn't. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, I'll get to it. I mean, yeah, we had a man here that had Parkinson last time, and he was shaking. And somewhere about half or two-thirds of the way through the healing school, he just stopped shaking. Now, what caused his Parkinson to go away? Obviously, he heard his sin. He repented of his sin, sitting there at the seat, and I don't even know it. I'm just teaching the Word. What did God say He sent forth to heal us? His Word. That's exactly right. And His Word went to that man. That man repented of his sin, and he got well. And, of course, his wife said, we noticed that my husband quit shaking. She said, my husband's never really been one to really be involved in church. Now, let me tell you, that's why he had Parkinson. He had not put God first. But after he come to a healing school and listened to what I had to say and quit shaking, he got a sack full of DVDs and went home and bought him a DVD player. And she said, he sits in front of that television and watches you for hours every day. I thought, praise God. He's getting the Word in him now, right? Is that what God told him to do? Yes. Get the Word. Study the Word. Get it in you. And he'll do great and mighty things. They lose their appetite, do not care. They waste away to skin and bones. Verse 22 and 23. They are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. Do you ever realize that when you're in a hospital and somebody's getting ready to die, there's angels of death waiting to take them somewhere? They're either going to take them to heaven or they're going to take them to hell. That's where they're going to go. But the angels are there. They are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person to declare that he is upright. Now who? But if. Why is it that when people are sick and afflicted, there's so few people out of church that will even go to a hospital and pray for them? You know, most people don't go to a hospital and pray for people when they get sick, do they? They don't go. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen God heal thousands of people when I go pray for them. And if I can do it, who else can do it? Everybody. That's exactly right, brother. Everybody can do it. All you got to do is believe. Now, the King James makes a statement right here in verse 23 that's awesome. If you've got a King James, who's got a King James? Anybody got a King James on you that you got open? But you didn't get it open to that scripture. Okay, open your Bible. We're right here. Somebody open their Bible in the King James Bible, and I want you to read that verse 23 and see what it says. Yeah, in the Job 33:23. Yeah. Oh, you got it now?
Well, this is the New King James.
Okay, it may or may not say the same thing. What does it say?
If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand.
Okay, that's what I want. How many? One among a thousand. Now, is that a shame? In the church, how many men should be able to pray the prayer of faith for somebody if you're a man of God in the church? All of us. Absolutely right. Every one of us have Christ living in us. Do we not, son? We should be able to pray the prayer of faith for anybody. So why is it that there's only one in a thousand? We don't spend enough time with God, do we? Because if we spent time with God, guess what? You would be able to do it. You know, if you had the Word in you, but that's kind of scary, isn't it, young lady? So whenever if you got sick and you called somebody to pray for you, you better be careful who you call to pray for you. Because God says right there's only one in a thousand can do that. Isn't that sad? I think it's terrible. I think that says something to the men of the church. You know, I was one of those for years. I couldn't have prayed the prayer of faith for you. I was a deacon in a Southern Baptist church. I couldn't pray the prayer of faith for you to get healed. No, that's absolutely right, young lady. I had no faith. Now, if you'd asked me, you think you got faith? I'd have said, absolutely, I got great faith. I couldn't even spell it back in those days. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person to declare that he is upright, verse 24 and 25, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. What is the ransom? The blood of who? Our King Jesus. Then his body will become as healthy as a child, firm and youthful again. Do you like that?
Amen.
Oh, Billy says, I love that. But the thing about it is, Billy, we shouldn't have never got there in the first place. Now, that's what we want to try to keep people from getting to, that place where we have to go pray. Because if we do what God says, then we won't ever have to get there. Verse 26 and 27, let's see what they say. When he prays to God, he will be accepted, and God will receive him with joy and restore him to good standing. He will declare to his friends, I done what? I sinned, but it what? Oh, I mean, the sinning put him on his deathbed, and God sent somebody by to tell him, and he didn't listen. Then God sent dreams and visions, and he didn't listen. And now then he's on his deathbed with terminal cancer, wasting away, and he's down to skin and bones, 80 pounds. And I've been in hospitals with men that weighed 80, or women that weighed 70 or 80 or 90 pounds. That used to be 160, 180-pound men. And the doctor said, it's over. You ain't going to make it. It's over. And I take these scriptures, declare these scriptures over them, pray the prayer of faith for them, and some of them, in fact, I went over to Denton the other day. There was a man, in fact, it had been several months ago. There was a man came by here one day and said, Thurman, are you busy? And I said, well, what do you need? He said, I need somebody to go to Denton, to the hospital, and me pray for a man who's been comatose for 6 weeks. So we get in, I said, I'll go. We got in his pickup, started to leave. I said, how well do you know this man? He said, I know him pretty well. He said, he's a friend of mine. I said, is he a Christian? Well, yes, he says he is. I said, does he go to church? Not very much. I said, is he married? Yes. I said, is him and his wife getting along fine? No. They're separated. I said, is he seeing any other women? He said, well, every once in a while, this one woman comes by and spends a night with him, you know, every week or two or three. I said, oh. I said, that's why he's laying on his deathbed, comatose.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.